The Carnegie Medal is the world's oldest prize, recognising outstanding works of children's literature. And the list of former winners includes many of the best-loved children's authors of all time. This year, 6 of the 8 shortlisted works are based on real-world events, with many demonstrating the power of friendship to help young people overcome challenges and celebrate difference. Here's Read On producer Hannah Tause.
When the Sky Falls by Phil Earle is the heartbreaking story of Joseph, sent to London during the Blitz to stay with a friend of his grandmother's, Mrs. F, who runs the remains of a closed zoo. Angry at the world and unable to see the kindness in others, Joseph must contend with the no-nonsense Mrs. F, the tyrannical headmaster of his new school, Mr. Grice, and his persistent schoolmate, Sid. But perhaps his greatest challenge is Adonis, a silver-backed gorilla, and whether Joseph is capable of shooting him should the bombing release him from his enclosure. Phil Earle joined me to share the books of his life.
Is there a book that you read as a child or a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
Reading was a challenge for me. I had terrible attention span and not a lot of confidence as a kid. And so reading felt a bit too much of a bridge too far. But what I did read a lot of was comics. In particular, a comic called Roy of the Rovers, which was 32 pages delivered to my door every Monday on my favourite subject in the world, which was football. And it used to cause the most unholy war every week, every Monday, because I have an older brother called John. And of course, older brothers and sisters are only put on this planet to make your life a misery, aren't they? And he would get to it first and tease me with it for the next 5 days until I could get my hands on it. But it was various comic strips inside about football, and it floated my imagination in a way that no novel as a kid seemed to. And the wonderful thing is they kind of rebooted it for this modern era as well. There's a brilliant writer called Tom Palmer, who writes a lot of sports books and also war and history sort of novels. And he's rebooted it, as well as there being graphic novels as well. So I would definitely encourage young, reluctant readers who maybe struggle with longer books to look at comics like Roy the Rovers, because they're brilliant ways in.
As you can imagine, there aren't any audiobook versions available for Roy of the Rovers, but here's a clip we found of the author, Tom Palmer, narrating Scouted, which was produced by the National Literary Trust.
It was supposed to be an easy run, just something to loosen up ahead of the semi-final the next day. But Roy found himself running harder and harder, ankles cracking as he hit uneven cobbles. Harder still when he was on the flat alongside the canal, almost at a sprint. It was like he wanted it to hurt. Within 7 minutes, he found himself back at Mel Park, the football stadium he adored. It was a clear night, no cloud, a full moon, the floodlights were off.
And is there a book that you'd like to curl up with on a rainy day and reread?
Oh, many. So so many now. I mean, it's interesting, you know, especially when I think, because I do love an audio book as well. You know, for me, audio is, I talk about audio a lot when I go into schools, because often educators in the past anyway have been quite dismissive of audio, about saying it's not proper reading, you're not concentrating in the same way if you're not reading with your eyes. And I contest that massively. It takes just as much focus and attention span to read with your ears. And so people like David Almond, for example, you know, when you listen to him read Skellig or any of his other wonderful novels, he's got this beautiful lilting Geordie accent that I could just listen to all day. I think if I was to choose one other book, it would be probably Bridge of Clay by Marcus Zusak. Marcus is best known for the Book Thief, and Bridge of Clay was something like 13 years in the writing. And he's recorded an audio version of that, and it is gobsmacking, gobsmackingly good book. And so, yeah, that would definitely be high on the list.
As it is, everyone else is asleep. I'm at the kitchen table. It's me and the typewriter. Me and the old TW, as our long-lost father said our long-lost grandmother used to say. Actually, she'd called it the old TW, but such quirks have never been me. Me? I'm known for bruises and level-headedness, for height and muscle and blasphemy, and the occasional sentimentality. If you're like most people, you'll wonder if I'd bother stringing a sentence together, let alone know anything about the epics or the Greeks.
Marcus Suzak, narrating his novel Bridge of Clay, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the Read On listeners?
Yeah, one writer that I absolutely love lately is a writer called Leslie Parr. And Leslie is a Welsh writer and she has published two books so far. The first book being Valley of Lost Secrets. She then wrote When the War Came Home. So Valley of Lost Secrets is an evacuee story set in World War II. And When the War Came Home is World War I. But what I love about her stories more than anything is the warmth in them, the characterizations. Within two or three pages, I absolutely knew I was going to fall in love with their characters. And sometimes as a writer, you can't be anything but envious of people that can create characters like that. So that is definitely a writer. The other one I'd mention quickly is Katya Balin, who of course is on the Carnegie shortlist as well for October, October, which is a magnificent book. But she's also got a book coming out with Barrington Stoke, the dyslexia publisher I mentioned, called Birdsong, which is probably only less than 100 pages long, but my goodness, it is mighty. There is not literally not a wasted word. And so I would absolutely wholeheartedly recommend that as well.
Duff's close enough to pull her plaits, but he doesn't. He's not usually worried about getting into trouble. Perhaps he is nervous. I bet Lillian Baker will get picked first. She's got long dark hair and her socks never fall down and all the grown-ups say she's pretty. When the woman hands a biscuit to Ronnie, she stops and wipes away his tears with her hanky. She's got a metal badge pinned to her coat that says WVS, Housewives Service Identification. What's your name? She asks. Ronnie gulps and says nothing. Now that she's close, I can smell lavender and peppermints. She lifts Ronnie's tag and says, Ronald. Now that's one of my favourite names, that is.
Yeston Airwell, narrating Valley of Secrets by Leslie Parr, which is available commercially.
Well, Phil Earle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
When the Sky Falls by Phil Earle is available in audio commercially or in Braille from the RNIB Library.
For more information about this year's Carnegie Medal, including interviews with the shortlisted authors, tune in to Read On, the audiobook show, every Friday at 1 p.m. or always available as a podcast. Simply search your favourite provider for Read On, the audiobook show.